$1.4 trillion. That's how much Americans nationwide owe in student loan debt. Borrowing to pay for college is the second largest form of debt in the United States, and it's only going up. All of that debt has some policymakers worried. Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz introduced a bill he calls the Debt-Free College Act of 2018. It would provide matching federal grants to states that commit to making public higher education affordable without the need for student loans. Our producer, Ryan Finnerty, sat down with David Lassner, president of the University of Hawaii System, to take a look at the local impacts of the ever-growing burden of paying for an education.
I think we have a huge problem, both the amount of it and there are a wide range of public policies that are stacked against the students and their debt and in favor of other players in this system.
Like what?
Student debt is one of the only, if not the only, form of debt that isn't dismissed through bankruptcy. There's pretty good evidence of predatory colleges, mostly for profit. And certainly not, you know, not all of them by any means, that exploit students by enticing them into expensive educational programs, encouraging them to take out debt, and then leaving them hanging, often without a good job through which they could repay that debt.
As the president of a large public university system, what does it mean for you that more and more students are having to finance their education through debts? Is that problematic for a university?
It saddens me a lot. I guess I'll give the good news first, that here in Hawaii we've done pretty well. We tend to be in the handful of states with the lowest percentage of students who graduate with debt. And we also tend to be, for those who graduate with debt, the amount of that debt tends to be lower on average than most other states. So our average debt for somebody who graduates with debt is under $25,000. So if you get out of college with a great education with a debt of under $25,000, it's not so bad. It's, you know, maybe the cost of your first car if you get a nice one.
Student loan debt has been rising pretty significantly for the last 30 years or so, and then it's really taken off in the last 10. What do you attribute that to?
It's pretty clearly associated with the consistent and fairly systemic disinvestment by states in public higher education as they've had a large number of other financial pressures.
By disinvestment, you mean funding cuts?
Funding cuts, yeah.
And is that tied to the recession or something else?
That has been tied to recessionary periods for sure. And every state has slightly different patterns. If you're an energy state, you may suffer at different times than if you're a tourism state like us. But as that has occurred in states, there have also been other financial pressures on states in the areas of prisons, in the areas of consent decrees, in the areas of rising Medicare, Medicaid cuts, costs. For us, you know, public education, K-12 education, is a huge part of our financial responsibilities as a state. And I'd say also pension and health care costs for public employees continue to rise.
So you're a lower priority.
We tend to be a lower priority, and it saddens me. You know, in a lot of ways, in the long term, investment in public higher education is the best antidote to many of these rising costs. So a college graduate, even if you get out with $25,000 in debt, on average, a bachelor's degree is worth about $1 million in lifetime earnings. An associate degree from a community college, probably closer to $600,000 in lifetime earnings, less likely to go to prison, less likely to draw on expensive social services, less likely to be unemployed, less likely to lose your job during a recessionary period, more likely to vote, more likely to volunteer, kids more likely to go to college. So it's really a great investment. And over the long term, it can help bring down some of those costs that we seem to lose control of. But it's hard to get long-term thinking sometimes.
It seems like nationwide, there's a growing chorus of people questioning the value of a bachelor's degree, and I would venture to say that's tied to the increasing need to fund it through debt. Is that
I think that's a true statement, that there are people questioning the value of a bachelor's degree. What I'd say is the best data suggests that something like 70% of the jobs will require some post-secondary education. So that's not necessarily a bachelor's degree, and I'm in a very fortunate position because I support everybody going to college, any kind of college. So some students just need a certificate to help prepare them for going right into the workforce. Some may get an associate degree. Some may continue on to a bachelor's degree. But that 70% in thinking about the jobs of the future is a pretty aggressive target. And our number right now in this state is closer to 46%. So we've got a ways to go to really have a citizenry and workforce that's prepared for the jobs of the future.
Especially with initiatives like Governor Ige has to encourage technology jobs.
Exactly right. Exactly. And a lot of those jobs, again, there are lots of great jobs that you can get with an associate's degree. You need something past high school, but not necessarily a bachelor's degree for your first job out. But if you have a bachelor's degree, there will be a range of additional jobs that you qualify for, many of which pay more. But there are great community college jobs as well.
So how does Hawaii stack up compared to other states in terms of tuition and tuition growth and state funding for higher education?
So our tuition rose higher by percentage this century than most states, and a lot of that is historic. We were an extremely low tuition state through the mid-1990s, and that's when a shift very consciously was made. Prior to that, the university actually returned all of its tuition to the state, and the state fully funded the complete cost of public higher education. In the mid-90s, that flipped. We began to keep our tuition. Originally, it was expected that that would supplant growth in state funding. Unfortunately, when the next recession hit, our state funding was cut. And since that period, in other recessions, we have had our funding cut. And those tend to be the periods when tuition rose the most. At one period, when I looked at the five-year data around 2013, Hawaii was the state that had one of the highest per capita decreases in state funding per student. At the same time, our tuition went up among the highest in the country. So those two things are correlated, and that turns out to be true across the country.
One major challenge you have here in Hawaii that other universities or colleges don't necessarily have is the cost of living. And Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz has sponsored a bill, the Debt-Free College Act of 2018, which would provide matching federal funds to states that enable students to get a degree without any debt, either for tuition or room and board. Is that an effort that you support?
Absolutely. I think that Senator Schatz's bill is brilliant. What it does as compared to the movement to free tuition is that it puts the money in the hands of the students who need it most. And I haven't digested the entire bill. But what it really does is it looks at not just tuition, but as you mentioned, the total cost of education, including living expenses, which every college that's involved in giving out financial aid in this country has to provide what's called cost of attendance, which includes not just tuition, fees, books, but also transportation, room and board. And so that those numbers tend to be, for example, in the 20s of thousands rather than, you know, in the 10 or 11,000 for tuition. And it looks at that in comparison to what the federal government creates called the estimated family contribution. So if you are planning to go to college and you want to receive federal financial aid or, frankly, almost any kind of need-based financial aid, you fill out the infamous FAFSA form, which is used to understand your financial capacity and your family's financial capacity if you're a minor, and then it calculates an estimated family contribution. And what Senator Schatz's bill does is it looks at the total cost of attendance, say that's $24,000. Then it looks at estimated family contribution, what's a fair amount for your family to kick in, say that is $7,000 or say it's zero. His bill then provides for the difference for the total cost of attendance, whereas something like a Pell Grant, which caps out in the low 6,000s. It just went up a little bit with the new omnibus budget bill. That doesn't even pay for tuition alone at our universities. It only covers, it can cover tuition at community college. So that's what's really, really thoughtful about this bill, I think, beyond the free tuition movement. A free tuition approach basically eliminates all contribution of a family, even a family that can frankly afford college. And, you know, when we talk about affordability, taking UH Manoa, our flagship research university, it's half of, you know, the best private K-12 schools in the state. In fact, our tuition is lower than every private K-12 school in the state, except for Kamehameha, which obviously has its own sources of funding as well.
So here in Hawaii, wages are tend to be lower than...
Right, but we make up for it with a high cost of living.
Right, exactly. So you have that sort of compounding effect. What do you hear from students on your campuses about their prospects here? If, you know, if they're funding their education with loans, their earning potential isn't going to be as high here, their expenses are going to be higher than in other places. What kinds of things are they telling you?
Well, the first thing I'll say is we surveyed students who left UH Manoa. And we asked them why did you, these are students who left before they got a degree. Number one was finance. So we know it's an issue for students to be able to afford college. And not everybody and not everyone's family is willing to take on large amounts of student debt to finance a college of education. And we would never want to force anyone into it. I think everyone has to decide, you know, is the debt worth the outcome you're going to achieve? In some cases, it's financial concerns around cost of living. Sometimes it's financial concerns around the need to contribute to supporting a family that needs the wage income from somebody who might otherwise go to college. So that's an area where I think Senator Schott's bill would be a huge help by looking at, again, the total cost of attendance. It's a game changer. It really is a game changer.
Where would the money come from? We always hear that the state budget is pretty tight these days, and this is a matching federal fund, so each participating state would have to contribute a corresponding amount.
So the another one of the just, I think, really brilliant aspects of this bill is that it looks state by state at what the level of state investment is in public higher education, and it doesn't necessarily call for new money. And it doesn't necessarily call for money that's dedicated to scholarships. So it really looks holistically at public higher education as a shared investment. And in our case, it really turns more into a maintenance of investment requirement than a new investment requirement. For states that invest almost nothing in public higher education, they would have a harder time. But Hawaii is pretty well positioned, as are states that haven't disinvested as much as others. It's just a great, great bill. I couldn't be more enthusiastic.
And not a huge upfront cost to the state that's not already being...
For our state, we're in the bucket of states that are already investing relative to the number of students at a level that would allow us to achieve the full federal match.
And last question for you, President Lassner. Did you take out student loans to finance your education?
Oh, you know, I'm a lot older than I look. I know our radio viewers can't see that. But when I went to public university on the mainland, I have a couple degrees from the University of Illinois. My undergraduate tuition was about $160
wow.
a semester. And I worked as a computer programmer for about $1.80 an hour. And that was enough to finance my education. I was very fortunate.
The times have changed quite a bit.
Yeah.
All right. President Lassner, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
That was UH President David Lassner talking about the proposed Debt-Free College Act. We'll have links to more information posted on our website and the Conversation Facebook page.